Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Attention, Story Pirates! We have an extremely lazy day ahead of us. From 11 to 2-ish, we will feast. From 2 until around, like, 4 or whatever, we will rest. And from 4 on, who knows? Something fun! Rachel, you're on snack duty. Megan, prepare the deck for naps. Do this at your own leisure. And don't rush!
But Peter, we're not tired.
Yeah, and we've already had so many snacks. We're full.
Do what I say!
Ugh. Ever since Lee got sucked up and carried away by a tornado, you've been so cruel.
No, I've been fun.
Wrong! You've been forcing us to have fun and not letting us get anything real accomplished.
Yeah, you're not letting us shower, you're not letting us clean the ship, and you're enforcing a 6 p.m. curfew.
So that we could start watching TV early.
Yeah, and it was fun at first, but now we're sick of it. We want to be organized, on a schedule. We want to work.
Yeah, and what about the podcast? We haven't recorded a single episode of our beloved podcast, and we haven't even rehearsed.
Yeah, she's right. When are we going to rehearse?
Okay, enough. I smell a mutiny. Probiotics?
Yes.
Take them away.
Yes, dear Peter Leader.
Oh, no.
Take them to the fun ball pit where I keep the prisoners.
Not the ball pit.
My ship. My rules! Now let's get to napping!
Hey! Look up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's... Oh, no, yeah, it's a bird.
Wow, called that right away.
It's Lee on a seagull's back! Yay!
Oh, no!
If you can't dance, sing!
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where each week we perform stories and songs written by our kid listeners. My name's Lee, and well, I was gone for a while, and now I'm back.
Lee, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm so glad to see you.
What happened? How did you get back?
Well, I got sucked up into a tornado that brought me to Los Angeles.
Ooh!
Where I did a show with all the LA Story Pirates.
Oh, okay,
what's
West Coast.
How's
your web series going?
But then they told me I had to leave, and that's when my seagull friend here showed up to take me home.
I don't know how or why, but it appears I work for you now.
Well, we really appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. And with that, I bid adieu.
A
Adieu!
Bye!
All right, enough of this tomfoolery! I said it's nap time!
What's up with Peter?
Ugh, it's a whole thing.
We'll tell you after we perform our first kid story.
Sure thing! But first, let's hear the original story that the author sent in to us. It's called Frank the Monster Who Wasn't Scary. It was party day at the haunted house. Dracula was the DJ. The name of the band that was playing was the Mad Zombies. Everyone was having a good time, except me. My name is Frank. I would love to join the party, but I can't. This is because when I dance, I fall apart. But I can always hang with my buddies at the snack bar. So then an idea came to me. If you can't dance, sing, it said. But how, I thought back. I will help you, it said. But I had no time to think because at that very moment, one of the mad zombies came over to me. Our main singer is absent, he said. How would you like to sing with us? So he swooped me onto the stage. When I got up, I sang at the top of my lungs. It was very fun. And so, every monster in the haunted house lives scarily ever after. The end. And now, here's the author, Jonah, to introduce his story.
Hi, my name is Jonah. I'm in the third grade, and this is my story. Frank, the monster who wasn't scary.
My name is Frank the Monster. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight to the annual haunted house party. I love you too, Wyatt. I just want to take a second to acknowledge that 1 year ago, I never would have dreamed of being on this stage. And here I am, playing with the Mad Zombies. All right. We're the Mad Zombies, and this is the story of how I joined the band. Hit it, Dracula.
I love a good house party. I really love a good haunted house party. And at this one particular haunted house party, a miraculous thing did occur. Dracula was the DJ, and this super cool band was about to play. Everybody rushed to the stage, but I stayed put in my place. 'Cause when I dance, I fall apart. I'm usually with my buddies at the snack bar. Tonight could be a brand new start, said a voice from within. Heart used to be, it said,
if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, then you can. If you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, then you can.
See, I had an epiphany. Sing. But before I could think, before I could talk, I noticed that someone familiar was walking my way, coming from the stage. It was a member of the band that was about to play. He said,
our lead singer is absent, can you take his place?
I said, okay. I fall apart. I'm usually with my buddies at the snack bar.
Tonight could be a brand new start. We have the same when you join the Mad Zombies. It goes,
if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, then you can. If you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, then you can.
Sing, sing. I wanted more than anything to sing, sing. And that's exactly what I did.
If you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance,
now I love more than anything to
sing. If you can't dance, if you can't dance.
Oh, I love more than anything to
if you can't dance, if you can't dance.
everybody. We're the Mad Zombies. Good night.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Jonah.
Hi.
I'm so happy to talk to you right now.
Me too.
Jonah, you wrote the story Frank the Monster Who Wasn't Scary.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about this party.
Well, Dracula invited a bunch of his friends over for, like, cupcakes and music and DJ and stuff.
And now what about the Mad Zombies? How did you come up with that band?
Well, I was thinking of something that would be scary but not too scary again,
yeah.
And I came up with, like, the Mad Zombies.
Amazing.
They're mad, but they're zombies, and they're playing guitars, so it's kind of funny.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what kind of music they play?
They play heavy metal.
Okay, all right. Do you listen to heavy metal?
No.
No. There's a line in your story that says, "When I dance, I fall apart."
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that?
Well, since he's like Frankenstein, like Frank, I thought it would be cool if he dances, like his screws come loose and he falls apart. Like he actually falls apart.
So it's not like a metaphor. He like literally his body parts fall.
Yeah, he literally falls apart. Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you like to dance?
Yeah, sometimes break dancing.
Okay, you can break dance?
Yeah, I can.
What kind of break dancing can you do?
I can do the stuff where you spin on the floor and put your feet up and stuff.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Do you feel dizzy afterwards?
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Yeah, I think I would too. The other thing I really love in your story is what the voice in Frank's head says when he's like, I can't dance. If I dance, I fall apart. And then he listens to the voice, and the voice, what does the voice say?
Sing.
Sing, yeah. Right?
I imagine him saying like this. If you can't dance, you have to sing.
And that's like a voice inside his head?
Yeah.
Is that voice him or is it something else?
It's like something else inside his brain, but it's like using his voice.
Do you ever have like voices in your head that are giving you advice or telling you stuff?
Well, usually when I'm under pressure, I just listen to the thing in my head.
And what does the voice tell you?
It usually gives me the right answers to a math test.
All right. That's good. Would you ever want to be like the singer in a band like Frank was with the Mad Zombies?
I mean, if I have to, sure.
But only if you have to.
Yeah.
Jonah, it has been so fun to talk to you today.
Same.
Thanks for letting us perform your story, and I really can't wait for you to hear it.
Me too.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, great story.
That was amazing.
That was
so, I love
really
that
good.
Okay, Rachel, Megan, why don't you tell me what was going on while I was away?
Ugh, Lee. So, ever since you left, Peter has become super strict, but like, about stuff that no one should be strict about. Like, he's making us wear big, cozy pajamas all the time and eat chips.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, but we miss wearing real clothes, Lee. We miss it.
Okay, I'll talk to him. Well, look who decided to drop in.
Peter, hey, man.
Huh.
Hey, thanks for looking out for everyone while I was away, but I'm back now, and so you can...
You think I'm just gonna step aside now that I've tasted power? Never.
Is there any way I can convince you to, you know, just chill?
Oh, I am chill! But no, the only way you get back that power that you so crave is if you agree to compete against me in the games!
The games?
Yes! The Peter Games!
Okay, yes, I'll play. Yeah, let's go.
All right, competitors, gather around. I want this to be a fair fight. Peter, Lee, shake hands, please.
Okay.
Ooh, too slow.
The purpose of this competition, according to the laws set forth by our leader, Peter, aboard the terribly named Peter Boat.
It's a great name.
And consecrated by the Peter Constitution, is to see who can be the best Peter. We will now all chant the opening ceremony song as written in our sacred Peter text. Peter, do I really have to read all this? You know I'm union.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Ugh. Okay, and now the ceremonial song. Peter.
Yes, beautiful.
Peter.
I love it.
Peter.
All right, perfect.
That's enough. All right, let's get these games started, shall we? The first event of the Peter Games is... Who can grow a better beard? On your mark, get set, go! Round one is over. Let's take a look. Judges?
Well, Peter has a huge beard, but he's always had that huge beard, so what's the big deal, right? I'm gonna have to go with Lee on this one for his effort.
Yes!
But I've got a huge
beard! Round two! Who can sound more like Peter? Peter, you're first. Begin!
No problem. Hi, I'm Peter.
Lee?
Hi, I'm Peter.
Whoa!
All right, judges?
Whoa, this is a no-brainer. I'm voting Lee. That was uncanny.
Yes!
Why is Rachel the
round
only...
Round three! The final round. Name all of Peter's cousins. Peter, you may begin.
Easy. Ben, Jeff, Katie, Pat, Tyler, and Riley.
And Lee.
Ben, Jeff, Katie, Pat, Tyler, and Riley?
This is a tough one.
But he just, he's just copying.
The judges are deliberating.
Peter really did a good job here, but Lee absolutely held his own, so it's really hard.
Rachel, who are you talking to?
And the best Peter is...
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
and the best Peter is Lee!
Gasp!
Well, Lee, you've bested me at being me. My subjects, you're all free from my evil, but also incredibly fun, reign.
Hooray!
You too, probiotics.
Yay!
But someday, I will rule again. Someday. Hey, Lee!
Yeah?
Thank you for saving me out there. I hated being in charge. It is not fun.
I know, right? Now, get back to work!
Yeah! Bye!
Order has been restored. Ha ha!
Ha ha! Ugh, men, am I right? Okay, how about we do another story?
Yeah! Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name's Grace, and this is my story, The Automatic Thinker.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm home from school.
Rachel, come sit on the couch with us.
Mom, Dad, you look worried.
Come here, sweetie.
There's something your mom and I need to tell you.
We've been keeping it a secret for so long, and it hurts too much to live a lie.
Okay, what is it?
Your mom and I...
We're...
Scientists!
What?
Oh, the pain, the sorrow!
We meant to tell you sooner, but we didn't want to hurt you!
We're so sorry, sweetie. We'll be better, we promise.
Mom, Dad, it's okay. Being a scientist is cool.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, we just thought you'd be really jealous.
Okay, well, we'll unpack that later. And besides, I already knew you were scientists.
You did? How did you know?
I've seen you guys invent stuff, like, a million times. Your inventions are all over the house. Like, over there, that weird invention in the corner.
Wow, I'm so embarrassed. I thought we were being discreet.
No, actually, that thing has been ruining my life. But since we're all confessing something, I have something I need to tell you.
You do?
What is it, honey?
I have invented my own invention, too! And it's called the Automatic Thinker!
What?
What?
Sarah and Bob, my two best friends, what are you two doing behind the couch?
Your parents invited us over.
Why?
For emotional support. Because they're scientists.
Ugh, it's cool to be a scientist. Side note, do you guys always have to say everything at the same time?
Yepper-dapper!
Right. Anyway, introducing the Automatic Thinker!
Hello?
Neat.
Honey, I'm so impressed. The spot welding's exquisite.
So what does the automatic thinker do?
It does what you think.
What can you use it for?
Okay, let's say you wanted to make dinner, but you didn't want to get up. You would just think of what it would look like, and boom, dinner is right next to you. Let's try.
Okay, I'm thinking of my favorite dinner.
Processing dinner request.
Wow, it's whipping up something crazy. It's got a million arms swinging everywhere.
Rachel, get out of the automatic thinker's way!
Dinner is served.
Ooh, pot roast. Mmm, yum.
Hey, this automatic thinker ain't half bad.
Mm, and neither is the pot roast.
Who else wants to try?
Our parents make us do all the chores and make breakfast very early in the morning.
We could use an automatic thinker.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Thinking about doing our chores and making breakfast.
Processing chores and breakfast request.
It's very aggressive.
It's ruthlessly fulfilling Sarah and Bob's request.
Chores and breakfast complete.
Wow.
The counters are so clean.
And for breakfast?
More pot roast.
These siblings have great taste in breakfast.
Oh, they're not related.
What?
Sarah and Bob, I'll put you two down for one automatic thinker. I've already made 1,040 of them.
Wow, that's a lot. Where do you keep them?
They're all around us. Hey, does anyone else want to give it a shot?
Ooh, I do. This automatic thinker sounds perfect for your father and me. For example, we could just think about having a difficult conversation with our child instead of having to do it. Here we go.
Thinking.
Request denied.
What?
It is your job as parents to be truthful with your children, to love them, to nourish them with honesty, to show them a better world, teach them respect, but also courage. Because I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
All right, robot, get off your digital high horse. Parents are people too.
I'm going to make enough for the whole world to enjoy. Here I go, thinking.
Processing worldwide replication. It is done.
Let's turn on the TV.
Breaking news! The automatic thinker has become the world's most popular invention, doing what most people could only dare to think. They're flying off the shelves!
We're so proud of you, Rachel!
We love you, sweetie.
We love you too.
As well. Bob, we say as well.
Sarah, I am so sorry.
Thanks, everyone. And now to end the story the only way we know how.
Thinking.
Processing in story request. The end.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And a special thanks to today's authors, Jonah and Grace. Parents, if you want to see more awesome stories written by kids, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget, Stuck in the Stone Age comes out March 6th. Parents, you can order your copy right now on storypirates.com or wherever you buy books. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by The Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Mike Cabalon, Tessa Hirsch, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Sam Reese, Rebecca Robles, Austin Sanders, Chris Simpson, Rachel Winitsky, Ellen Winter, and Matt Zambrano. Music and lyrics for Frank the Monster Who Wasn't Scary were written by Ellen Winter and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Ellen Winter and Jack Mitchell. How should I end this episode? Thinking.
Profiting in request. The end.